Welcome to another video on CRM accelerators. We've been accelerating pretty much on the first two videos, so let's shoot right in.
We're in warp speed now.
So CRM notifications, what are we talking about here?
Okay, so in a nutshell, this is all about how do I expose CRM through RSS. Okay, so RSS, very prevalent means for me to be able to subscribe to all kinds of information, stock quotes, news tickers, any of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of blogs. People do subscribe to CRM blogs, don't
they? Yeah. Absolutely. So what we wanted to do was deliver that capability, but in the context of a business app. So, you know, one of the great things about our platform is we can write some workflows and stuff like that. So if something happens in the system, we can push some emails out and all that sort of stuff. But what a fantastic, you know, opportunity it would be for users to be able to subscribe to the information that matters to them. So if I'm a sales guy, I want to know if a new lead's been assigned to me. I don't necessarily want to have to go and drill into the system to find that, but I want to be able to subscribe and be notified, and that's the basis for this accelerator.
Very cool. So it's just like any RSS feed, but it's for the business application.
That's right.
So how is it going to work? Do I install something on the CRM server? Or?
Sure. Yeah. So, and again, like all the other accelerators, shared source. So we're going to give you the source code for it. The actual nuts and bolts of the solution are a couple of custom RSS pages and a custom DLL. You drop that into the ISV folder of the CRM website. But the net result is, and it's a fully automated install, by the way, and we also give you the source code for the installer, so if you want to modify that, you can do so. So, you know, what we've got here is you'll see embedded in the toolbar is the RSS menu. So I can drill into that. I can subscribe to the current view, which in this case is my activities, or I can go in and I can actually, you know, choose another subscription. So I can go and pick that. I can then pick any of the entities. So that can be anything that we've got configured in the system, whether that be custom entities or otherwise.
Cool.
So in this case, I might pick, let's say, campaigns. And I'm interested in all event campaigns, let's say. So I'll pick that. And then all I need to do to actually make use of that is to actually click on subscribe. And it fires up the standard RSS subscription page within IE7. So I subscribe to that feed. I can then organize those in the same way I organize my favorites. Subscribe to that. Okay, so it's telling me in this case that we've already got a feed of that name.
Cool, but you can grab the URL and pretty much use any RSS reader to subscribe, you know, be it IE, be it Outlook, be it mobile phone,
absolutely,
any place that
absolutely.
I want. Absolutely.
Yeah? And then, you know, where the power of that comes in, so if we just close that down, you mentioned RSS readers. I can go in and I can actually use, let's say, Outlook 2007. Okay. I can use Vista Gadgets. There's generic RSS reading Vista Gadgets. It's a great way to consume and subscribe to this information. So I can load that up. The other thing that I can do is I can, let's just jump back into CRM for a second. So I'm already subscribed to, let's say, you know, cases. So I'm going to go and create a new case. And we're going to say, you know, problem with video capture. And I can set the customer here. So we'll set that to be Aardvark Toys. I'll set the default subject to be, you know, default subject. And then once I'm happy with that, I can go ahead and save that particular case. And then the beauty is that pretty much that's then being added to the RSS feed. And if I've got, you know, Outlook open, as soon as I go in and do kind of like a send and receive or anything that, and these are all configurable settings as to how often Outlook goes and reads the RSS feed. So I can go in and I can actually do a send and receive. And then, you know, normally what's going to happen is that's going to be picked up within the cases. So in this case, it's just going to take a little bit longer to sort of filter through. But you can do things like set up alerts and all of that sort of stuff. So
this is fantastic because I'm not doing a push mechanism. You know, when something happens, I'm not sending out like 1,000 emails out to all my people. They can choose what they want to pull and in variety of devices if they want to.
Absolutely. And you know, when all said and done, I mean, email is such a you know, an overused channel these days that unless I get an email saying you're fired or you have a massive bonus, I tend to, you know, it tends to all blur into each other. So
yeah, you do have 41 on your emails.
Oh yeah, I've got you know, I've got 41 emails that I'm completely ignoring. But in this case, from an RSS perspective, it's stuff that I've subscribed to. So if I've subscribed to it, I'm generally going to be interested, or it's going to be something that I want to act on. So, you know, so that's a pretty sort of powerful concept. So as I mentioned before, if we go and do our send and receive, there you are, you'll see that the problem with video capture has come through. So it's almost instantaneous. And I can, you know, I can use Outlook to set up these alerts. And straight away, I'm familiar or I'm aware of something that is specifically, you know, important to me and my job. It's a really simple but very powerful example on how you can fuse together CRM with some of these other, you know, simple technologies to really deliver, you know, some phenomenal capabilities for customers.